News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's an update from the College Station School District with Superintendent Eddie Coulson.
You know, we had two meetings last night. One is a workshop, actually, and then one as a regular school board meeting. At the workshop, the majority of our time was spent really discussing the enrollment in CSISD. We are CSISD has added 400 students from September of last year to September of this year, and those students are divided pretty equally among our high school, middle school, and elementary schools. The most growth that we had is at the elementary school level in terms of pure number of students. In terms of percentage of students, it was at the middle school level. But overall, the CSISD has grown from last year to this year about 3.8%, which I think is representative of a strong and healthy community. So we spent a lot of time just talking about that. And as we begin thinking about the future, what that may mean for CSISD. And that's where we will spend more time over the course of the next months talking with the board about what is it that we need to do just to think ahead to make sure that we're prepared in CSISD if we continue to grow as a school district.
What are some of the specific challenges you guys might be looking at?
When we have recently added Greens Prairie Elementary School last year, and then we obviously opened College Station High School this year. And so whenever you are adding campuses, it's very strong to have a strong infrastructure of people, which I think CSISD has had, so that when we open a new campus, we have people that are already working in CSISD that can go to those new campuses and help get those campuses started. So that's one of the challenges. Specific challenge when we open College Station High School, it's just a lot. There are a whole lot of moving parts with any school, but especially a high school. So I think we've been able to make that transition fairly well in terms of getting a new campus open. So the challenge remains that we stay ahead of the growth to some extent so that we can meet the needs of the students that we have that are currently attending the school or who we project will be attending school in the coming years. So that's one of the bigger challenges and one of the bigger responsibilities of the board and the community is to make sure that we maintain the building infrastructure that we need in order to meet the needs of the numbers of students that we have.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you feel is of note?
That is the main piece of business that we did last night in terms of our discussion with the board. Our board will also be attending a region-wide meeting of school boards on Thursday of this week, where we will be talking about the future of education and public education and what the role of the boards are, and as we think about division of public ed and integrating technology and making sure assessment and accountability is where it should be in the state as well. So, there's a lot of work to be done. There's no doubt about that. And I think our board is excited about the future in CSISD.
That's College Station School District Superintendent Eddie Coulson with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now visiting with Chuck Glenwinkle on upcoming activities in CSISD.
In the last couple weeks, College Station ISD, we've received some good news for some of our high school students regarding national merit semifinalists and also our ACT results. And I'll just start by talking about the national merit semifinalists. We had 15 seniors named semifinalists this year in the 58th Annual National Merit Scholar Program. These 15 students took a test last year. It was the preliminary SAT, but it's also the National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, and they were selected. Those 15 were selected into a nationwide pool of semifinalists, which is approximately 16,000 students nationwide, and they'll be competing for about 8,300 National Merit Scholarships worth up to about $2,500 apiece. More than 1.5 million juniors in about 22,000 U.S. high schools entered this competition by taking this test last year. And so we feel Very proud to have 15 of our students make the semifinalist list of 16,000 people. And those 15 students are William Bonds, Kaylee Brower, Brooke Cohen, Dayu Ding, Emma Ford, Vivi Jarvie, Vilja Jarvie, Alec Linder, Jenna Nam, Janet Nee, Megan Nicholson, Kinson Shi, Tiffany Wu, Amanda Yang, and Kelly Zhao. And those winners will be announced in the spring in a series of press releases beginning in April. We're really proud of these guys. We've had a longstanding tradition at College Station ISD of producing national merit semifinalists. In fact, we've had 118 semifinalists in the last 10 years. And I was not a national merit semifinalist, but I'm pretty sure that math turns out to about 11.8 per year. So that's a really good number for a school our size, and we're very proud of those students.
And congratulations.
I've got more if you want me to keep going.
Sure.
We also received our ACT results from last year, and the ACT is designed to measure the skills needed for success for a first-year college student in first-year college coursework. And in 2012, College Station ISD had 171 of its students take the ACT exam, and they performed on average better than the state and national averages. In the ACT world, students should meet a certain score or benchmark, as it's called, for each of the tested areas to be ready, technically ready, for a corresponding freshman-level college course. And in English, we had 76% of our students meet that benchmark, and in math, we had 71% of our students meet that benchmark to be deemed, and I'm doing quotes in the air, college-ready. So we're proud of those results as well. I do want to say that, ACT results and the national merit semifinalists, they're kind of one of many factors that we use to determine the success at College Station ISD. A lot of emphasis is publicly placed on the state mandated standardized tests, but to us, to truly tell if a district is being successful, you need to look at many different indicators like grades and number of national merit semifinalists and ACT results and a whole laundry list of things, and not just focus on one certain thing. So that's kind of how we evaluate ourselves over here at College Station ISD, is by looking at a number of factors, not just one that the state says we need to look at.
All right. Well, was there anything else you were wanting to discuss today?
Absolutely. One more thing, if I could. We have an early release day coming up. It's next Wednesday, September 26th, and we'll have five early release days this year. That first one, as I just said, will be Wednesday, September 26th, and those early release days will be used for staff development, and release times will be as follows. The Center for Alternative Learning will release at noon. All of our elementary schools will release at 12:45, and our intermediate, middle, and high schools will release at 1:30, and buses will run accordingly to those schedules. And also Kids Club will begin when school lets out. And if you want to plan ahead for the other early release days, they'll be held October 31st, December 12th, February 13th, and April 17th.
That's Director of Communications Chuck Glenwinkle with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.